Now, I've neglected our country and Irish fans on this week's programme so far, but we're going to put that to rights now, because here's John Hogan, and he's a good country singer, and he's singing here a song that I've never heard before. It's entitled Right or Wrong, and it sounds really nice. Take a listen.
Somebody writes it all down in a song, and they sing of love nights all alone. Someday I'll be going home. Imagine two lovers, a candlelit room, flowers on the table, an old pretty tune. They shut out the world on this wonderful night, watching their dreams take to flight. Right or wrong, life goes on. Somebody writes it all down in a song, and they sing of love nights all alone. Someday I'll be going home. Even the Christmas tree wouldn't seem right with no children's carols to brighten the night. The story of Jesus all told in a song, helping the weary along. Right or wrong, life goes on. Somebody writes it all down in a song, and they sing of love nights all alone. Someday I'll be going home. Young people leave in their own native land. Where they are going, they don't understand. But they'll get together when evening's aloft, singing a home loving song. Right or wrong, life goes on. Somebody writes it all down in a song, and they sing of love nights all alone. Someday I'll be going home. Right or wrong, life goes on. Somebody writes it all down in a song, and they sing of love nights all alone. Someday I'll be going home.
John Hogan and Right or Wrong. And I feel at this point I should explain a little about country and Irish. It's very, very popular here in Ireland at the moment, particularly in the rural areas, where groups get together, a band, a couple of lads, maybe bass, guitar, rhythm, keyboard, and they sing country music, and they sing Irish songs in country style, and it is hugely popular here in Ireland, as I say. Now it's our Johnny McAvoy track, and I don't think we could have a My Kind of Music without Johnny McAvoy. Big fan of Johnny, I am. And this is yet another of those emigration songs where he's leaving home here in Ireland to go to the shores of America. Now, it's shores of America because it has to rhyme with things, you see. Well, that's poetic license, is it not? Johnny McAvoy.
I'm bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the homes I love so well, and the mountains grand of my own native land. I'm bidding them all farewell. With an aching heart I'll bid them adieu, for tomorrow I sail far away o'er the raging foam, for to seek a home on the shores of America. It's not for the want of employment I'm going, it's not for the love of fame. But fortune bright may shine over me and give me a glorious name. It's not for the want of employment I'm gone on this weary and stormy sea, but to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of America. And when I am bidding my last farewell, the tears like rain will blind. To think of my friends in my own native land and the homes I'm leaving behind. Ah, but if I'm to die on a foreign land and be buried so far, far away, the fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of America.
Joni McAvoy on the shores of America. And we're staying in America with a nice little track here from Golden Bough. I played them on last week's programme and promised you I'd play more. This is their interpretation of the song When New York Was Irish. 'Twas ever thus, methinks. Have a listen to this.
I'll sing you a song of days long ago, when people from Galway and the County Mayo and all over Ireland came over to stay and to take up a new life in America. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow up in a new world, through good times and bad, all the parties and weddings, the kiddies and ways, when New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. We worked on the subways, we ran the saloons, we built all the bridges, we played all the tunes. Controlled City Hall, we started with nothing and wound up with it all. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow up in a new world, through good times and bad, all the parties and weddings, the kiddies and ways, when York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. You could travel from Kingsbridge to Queens or Midtown, from Highbridge to Banbridge, from uptown to down, from the east side to the seaside, sweet summer scenes. We made New York City our island of. City was to grow old in a new world. Through good times and bad, all the parties and weddings, the kiddies and wains, when New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. When New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks.
When New York was Irish, from Golden Bough. Do you remember earlier on in the programme we played Paddy Riley's version of Arthur MacBride about the soldiers coming to try to get the Irishmen to enlist in the English army? Well, this next track from the Clancy Brothers is the same sort of thing, but slightly in reverse. Here they're pointing out to people what happened to you if you do join the English army. This is entitled Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ya. It's trying to point out that the woman was saying to her husband after he'd come home, "Where are your eyes that look so mild, Johnny, I hardly knew you." And you haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, you'll have to be put with a bowl to beg, Johnny, I hardly knew you. So it's pointing a vivid picture of what might happen to you if you joined the British Army. The Clancy Brothers.
When on the road to Sweetathay, hurroo, hurroo. When on the road to Sweetathay, hurroo, hurroo. When on the road to Sweetathay, a stick in my hand and a drop in my eye. A doleful damsel I heard cry, Johnny, I hardly knew ye. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. Where are the eyes that look so mild, hurroo, hurroo? Where are the eyes that look so mild, hurroo, hurroo? Where are the eyes that look so mild when my poor heart you first beguiled? Why did you skedaddle from me and the child? Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Where are the legs with which you run, hurroo, hurroo? Where are the legs with which you run, hurroo, hurroo? Where are the legs with which you run when first you went to carry a gun? Indeed, your dancing days are done, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, hurroo, hurroo. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, hurroo, hurroo. You haven't an arm and you haven't a leg. You're an eyeless, boneless, chickenless egg. You'll have to be put with the bowl to beg, Johnny, I hardly knew you.
We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
I'm happy for to see you home, hurroo, hurroo. I'm happy for to see you home, hurroo, hurroo. I'm happy for to see you home, all from the island of Ceylon. So long a flesh, so pale a bone, to me I hardly knew you.
We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy never slew ya. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Hemmore.
The full and harmonic sound of Celtic Woman and their version of the theme from Harry's Game. And now, once again, we change the style and type and genre on the programme this week, and we're going back to country and Irish. And the lady I always feel was the queen of country and Irish, she's there at the very beginning, quite some time ago. I'm speaking about Philomena Begley and some lovely country sounds singing the praises of a village in County Tyrone. And I think this is a great example of country and Irish. A lovely Irish song given a great country feel.
Far from my home, sure they're part of the splendor in County Tyrone. Tyrone. still see the cross on a hill at Outmore, with a little green moss winding round past the door. An old ruined castle stands out on its own, for there's castles below in County Tyrone. Yes, I'm dreaming of Ireland and County Tyrone.
Do you see what I mean by the Queen of Country? Great girl, she got a right feel. But actually, I do believe she's recorded quite a lot of albums in Nashville. But there, we heard Philomena Begley, and she's still singing her heart out wherever she appears. There are great crowds at the venues. And now we move to another young lady who always draws great crowds wherever she appears. Trudy Lawler. And she's singing a song entitled Lovely Leitrim's Shore. And Lovely Leitrim's Shore. Now, the last time I played this track, well, I got quite a good response to it, despite the fact that it is a very old recording. It was recorded by Connie Foley, who was, how can I put it, a star in the 50s. They didn't have the sort of venues that we have today for people to appear in. So people mainly appeared in theatres or in cinemas giving concerts. Connie Foley had a huge hit with this song. And I think the last time I played it, I dedicated it, and I'll do it again, to all my listeners in Australia. I think the last recording I played of this was by Slim Dusty. But listen to the lovely, quaint is the word, I think, quaint recording of Connie Foley telling us the story of the wild colonial boy.
There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and bred in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only pride, his mother's only joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home and to Australia's sunny clime he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich and helped the poor, he stabbed James McAvoy. A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. One morning on the prairie, as Jack he rode along, listening to the mocking birds singing their mocking song, out stepped three mounted policemen, Kelly, Davis and Fitzroy. They all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy. Surrender now, Jack Duggan, for you are free to run. Surrender in the Queen's name, for you're a plundering son. Jack plucked two pistols from his belt and proudly waved them high. I'll fight, I'll not surrender, said the wild colonial boy. Jack fired a shot at Kelly, which brought him to the ground. And turning then to Davis, he received a fatal wound. A bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy. And that is how they captured him, the wild colonial boy.
Well, I used the word quaint before I played that track, and I still think it is quaint. That was lovely, and it was from Connie Foley telling us all about the wild colonial boy. Why do I find it difficult to say colonial? Now, here's the star of the moment here in Ireland, Mike Denver. He's packing them in wherever he plays, good country music and very well done. Here he's singing an Irish song titled Geraldine's Thinking of Galway. You can imagine the girl probably working in America, coming from Galway, and every now and again she thinks of her home back in Galway. Here is Mike Denver.
The dawn it is breaking and Geraldine's waking so far from a place she calls home. A new day is dawning and Geraldine's longing so far away over the phone. She always intended to travel, but she never intended to stay. Now Geraldine's thinking of Galway, but Galway's a long way away.
Geraldine's thinking of Galway again. You can tell by the look in her eyes. Sometimes alone in the nighttime, Geraldine cries. She can still see the moon over Clada, or the sun going down in Clubay. Geraldine's thinking of Galway so far, far away. The bandit is playing and Geraldine's swaying to the tune of a pair of brown eyes. Now somebody calls for a small bit of order when the fiddler plays Danny Boy. As she listens, the music transports her so far away over the sea. Now Geraldine's thinking of Galway, and that's where she's longing to be. Geraldine's thinking of Galway again. You can tell by the look in her eyes. Sometimes alone in the nighttime, Geraldine cries. She can still see the moon over Clada, or the sun going down in Clubay. Geraldine's thinking of Galway so far, far away. You can tell by the look in her eyes. Sometimes alone in the nighttime, Geraldine cries. She can still see the moon over Clada, or the sun going down in Clubay. Geraldine's thinking of Galway so far, far away. Yes, Geraldine's thinking of Galway so far, far away.
Mike Denver and Geraldine's Thinking of Galway. And as I was listening to that, I was thinking, how many Geraldines are there in America that are thinking of Galway or Cork or Killarney or Dublin? I'm wishing they were there. Well, friends, that's been Sounds Irish for this week. I've enjoyed it. It's been about the most mixed programme we've had for a long time. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. By the way, before I go, don't forget the email address if you'd like to contact me, everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky, S-K-Y, dot C-O-M, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. I'd love to hear from you, so come on, drop me a line, or you can become one of my friends on Facebook if you so wish. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all is well in your world. May good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. And until we're doing it again on whatever radio station you're listening to me on around the world, this is Joe Bollard saying, take care of yourselves. Travel safely. Sloan. God bless. Bye.